yoga, we touched upon the qualities we had to acquire. The yoga gives the inner boost of energy. The first quality we mentioned, one of the qualities is abhayam, fearlessness. When one starts practicing and there is a glow in the face increases, that is called as it's a ojas, inner, there's some sort of glow is there, tejas. By practicing sadhana, one develops an inner strength, and with that inner strength, with that positive energy, the whoever comes across, they don't feel like arguing with us. They mellow down. They quieten. In Buddha's story, it is there, when he was walking around, there was one dacoit called as Angulirama. He had a habit of chopping off people's thumb, whoever goes by the highway, and make a garland out of that one. He used to make Angulirama. His name, collects the thumbs and make a garland. His habit. And when Buddha was passing by, at distance he saw, oh, another person is coming. I'm getting another thumb. And when he came close by, and he lost all the powers, looking at that person. And he dropped and fell flat to the ground. And that is the power of positive strength. By practicing yoga, we can pass on the positive energy to the community. Wherever negative energy is there, negative energy has to be confronted with the positive energy. The three ways confronting the negative energy, one is keep quiet, move away, let the negative energy take over. Second way is confront negative energy by another negative. If one country has nuclear power, have more nuclear power. It's a parallel, run parallel. So that I am ready. If you hit one eye for another eye, if you hit my eye, I will hit you another eye. It's another way. The third way, confront the negative with a positive. Do the sadhana. Wherever that person goes, there is a positive energy is transmitted. That is another way. It's a passing the positive energy. I'm not saying that the country should not have a military. The military, it is called as defense department, not an offense department. No one calls it as an offensive. Everyone wants to defend. Country wants to defend. That is called as defense department. But how all the countries are going, they're accumulating the weapons for as an offense purpose. It's a defense department. Defense is I want to defend my country against any aggression, against foreign people. But now it's many countries, they are building up the weapons for offense purpose. It's not an offense department. It should be, they should remember what's the department's name. It should be defense. It's not an offense department. So for the one side is as a defense structure, and another one is another level, we can pass on the energy, positive energy through the sadhana, meditation, positive thinking. And Gandhi used this weapon through ahimsa. Practiced. And that non-violence. Even with the mighty British army, British people, they became helpless in front of him. No, it's non-offensive. It's ahimsa. He practiced that spiritual sadhana, spiritual practice. And observing the non-violence to that one, the heavy that Britishers were ruling for nearly 300 years, and the power of non-violence, it has its own place. And through yoga sadhana, we can contribute to the world peace through our practice, not becoming an offensive person through our sadhana, through the ojas and tejas, the glow, inner glory, inner glow. Through that one, we can defend ourselves, and we can pass on this positive energy to others. And in the scripture says, one who practices this one, various divine beings take shelter in that person and protects that person from the negative energies. There is a, we would come across in the many difficult times, we have been protected because this platform, when it becomes pure, many positive energies come and take shelter in this one, and they start operating through this framework. This framework, we are not only the only custodian, that it says mitigate your arrogance. When it becomes pure, many positive divine energies come, take shelter in this framework, and they start operating. They start protecting this body, and through this practice, purify, yoga, purify. Through ahimsa, non-violence, we can make a difference, and world peace, we can contribute to the world peace through yoga, through our practice, through our small two square feet area. In that practice, we can contribute to the global peace, world peace. It can happen through yoga. Left thumb and index finger together.